All right, get ready because we're going on a trip today.
Yeah, a little armchair travel.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We're heading to Morocco
Ooh, nice.
for 8 days, 7 nights.
I'm ready.
We're focusing on a tour that really showcases the Sahara Desert.
Wonderful.
We're going to break it down so you know exactly what you'd experience on this tour.
Yes, we'll go through the whole itinerary,
Talking about where you'd stay, what's included.
what you can expect each
We're
day,
going to deep dive
the
into
match
it,
deck.
like all of our deep dives. This isn't just reading off a brochure.
No.
We're going in depth, okay?
We'll give you the flavor, the feel of each place,
All right.
so you can really imagine yourself there.
This is a small group tour, which I love.
Yes, more intimate.
Yeah. And it's offered by Travel Mama, a travel agency based in Hong Kong.
Okay.
The price starts from $9,880 per person.
Okay, and that
That
includes
includes a lot, which we'll get to
all the good stuff.
as we break down the itinerary.
Absolutely.
So day one, you're going to land in Casablanca.
All right, classic.
Yeah, and you'll go right on a city tour.
Nice. No time wasted.
No time wasted.
Straight into it.
First stop, Hassan II Mosque.
Ooh, one of the largest mosques in the world.
One of the largest. Incredible
And
architecture.
then after that, you're going to stroll along the Ain Dayab Corniche.
Beautiful, right by the water.
Right on the Atlantic. See
Gorgeous.
the Anfa residential area.
So you get a sense of the city as well?
Yes, a little more of like the modern side of Casablanca.
Yeah.
And get your cameras ready, because then you're going to do a bunch of photo
I love
stops.
photo stops. They're the best.
Mohammed V Square,
Okay.
the Royal Palace, exterior view only,
Of course.
the Habous District.
Ooh, what's that?
It's a really cool mix of Moroccan and French colonial architecture.
I see. So you get that kind of blend of cultures right there.
And then Notre Dame de Lourdes Cathedral.
Oh.
And then we'll wrap up the day at the United Nations Square.
Okay, so you really get a full picture of the
The
city,
whole
the
picture.
old and the new.
Yeah. The different cultural influences.
And then you'll head to your hotel for the night.
Nice, long day.
Yeah.
Lots to take in.
Day two, you're heading to Rabat.
Ooh. Okay, where is that?
It's the capital of Morocco.
Okay.
It's known as the Imperial Garden City.
Ooh, I like that
I
name.
know, right?
That sounds really beautiful.
So there you're going to see the Udaya's Kasbah. Yeah,
Interesting.
it's a 12th century fortress.
Oh, wow. So historic.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then the Hassan Tower, which is an unfinished minaret.
Oh, I love those kinds of things.
Yeah, it's cool to see.
Yeah, you see the ambition and then you wonder what happened?
I know.
What went wrong?
And then you're going to visit the mausoleum,
Okay,
which is
well.
where Moroccan royalty rests.
So I imagine very ornate and peaceful.
Beautiful. And then in the afternoon, we're going to head to Chef Jean.
Jeff John, that's a fun one to say.
I know, right?
I always love places with names that are hard to pronounce.
Yeah, and this is known as the Blue Pearl of Morocco.
The Blue Pearl. Now I'm really intrigued.
And you'll see why it's known for its blue-washed buildings.
Oh, wow. So, like a whole town of blue.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
And it's very charming.
You'll explore the old Medina there
Yes.
and the Ras El Mah
You'll
waterfalls.
spend the night in Chef Jean.
It's like stepping into another world.
Yeah,
I
totally.
mean, from the big city to the Blue Pearl.
All right, and day three, we're going to Fès.
Okay, another place I've heard of.
Yeah, it's Morocco's oldest imperial city.
Okay, so lots of history there.
Lots of history.
All right.
And we're going to start by seeing Bab Bouzlou, which is the Blue Gate.
Another blue gate. Are we sensing a theme here?
I know, right?
Lots of blue.
And it's the entrance to Fez El Bali, which is another UNESCO World Heritage Site.
Okay, so this is a place that's recognized for its cultural significance.
Yes, definitely.
Right.
You'll see the Royal Palace Gate, but exterior view only.
Right, because it's still in use. Got it.
And then the Cairoween Mosque.
Oh, tell me about that.
It's one of the largest mosques in Africa.
Wow, impressive.
But again, exterior view only.
Okay.
Now, next, get ready for the Chouara Tanneries.
Tanneries, like the
Yeah.
leather.
Yeah, it's a traditional leather workshop.
Ooh, that's interesting.
Yeah, but I will say it's a feast for the eyes,
Ooh,
but it's
yeah.
pretty strong smelling.
Oh, so maybe hold your breath.
You've been warned.
Duly noted.
Then you'll visit the Bou Inania Madrasa.
A madrasa, what's that?
It's an Islamic college.
Oh, cool. So a place of learning.
Yeah.
Okay.
Beautiful architecture.
I love seeing those historic schools.
Yeah, and then we'll wander through the Mar
Get lost in the little streets.
See the mausoleum of Moulay Idriss, the founder of Fez, but from the outside.
Exterior view only. We're getting good at
These
this.
we are.
All right.
And then you'll visit Nejrin Fountain.
A fountain. Nice. A little refreshment.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then Fes El Jadid, which is the newer part of the city.
Interesting. So you get to see both sides of Fez?
Yes, and then you'll spend the night in Fez.
Wow, that's a packed day.
Yeah, very packed.
But so much culture and history.
A lot to take in.
Yeah.
Now, day four, this is when we start our journey into the Sahara.
Oh, here we go. This is what we've been waiting for.
I know, right?
The Sahara Desert.
But first, we're going to visit Ifrane.
Ifrane. Never heard of it.
It's nicknamed Little Switzerland.
Little Switzerland in Morocco.
I know. It's crazy, right?
I'm intrigued.
It's in the Middle Atlas Mountains.
Okay.
Very Alpine-style architecture.
Wow. So a completely different vibe.
Totally different.
That's so cool.
Then you'll see the lion statue near Parc La Prairie.
Oh, a lion statue? That sounds cool.
Yeah. And then we'll head to Mersuga.
Okay.
Which is the gateway to the Sahara Desert.
All right. The anticipation is building.
I know.
So we're getting close now.
We're getting close. But first, we're going to pass through Erfoud.
Erfoud. What's there?
Which is known for its fossils.
Oh, fossils. That's cool.
Yeah. And it's desert landscapes.
Okay, so we're getting a taste of what's to come.
And then from Erfoud to Mersuga.
Yes.
Four-wheel drive experience.
Buckle up, I know, right?
We're going off-road.
Yes.
Nice.
Then we're going to have tea with a nomadic family.
Oh, that's a cool cultural experience.
Yeah, and then...
get to learn about their way of life.
As the day comes to a close,
yeah,
we're going to ride camels.
The camel ride.
This is it.
Through the dunes. To watch the sunset.
Oh my goodness, that sounds incredible.
Doesn't that sound amazing?
Like a movie.
I know, right?
Wow.
And then you're going to spend the night in a desert camp.
Under the stars?
Under the stars.
Wow. Okay, I'm sold.
That's just day four.
Okay, that's already amazing.
Right.
Just the beginning.
I know.
I can't wait to hear what comes next.
Me too.
All right, let's keep going.
Okay, we're back.
Back in the Sahara.
Back in the Sahara, ready for day five.
Let's go.
Which starts with breakfast in the desert.
Oh, yeah. Fueling up for another day of adventure.
Exactly. And then we're heading to Tinghir.
Tinghir, okay.
Home to the Todga Gorges.
The what?
Todga Gorges.
Okay, I'm going to need you to spell that.
T-O-D-G-H-A.
Todga.
Gorges.
Gorges. All right. And what are those?
They're often called the Grand Canyon of Morocco.
Oh, okay. That's a big claim.
I know, right?
So I'm guessing, like, impressive rock formations.
Very impressive. Carved by the Todga River.
Oh, wow. So over many, many years.
Millennia.
Millennia, yeah. So you can see the power of nature there.
That's
really awesome.
Then we're going to the Valley of Roses.
Okay, hold on. The Valley of Roses?
Yeah.
In the desert?
It's known for its Damask roses.
Is this like a real place?
It is a real place.
That's incredible.
Beautiful.
So I'm picturing like fields of roses.
Yeah. And they use them for rose water, rose oil.
Ah, so like the scent must be incredible.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Then we continue to Ouarzazate.
Ouarzazate. Okay. What's that all about?
This is often called the Hollywood of Morocco.
Wait, Hollywood of Morocco? Why?
Because of its film industry.
Oh, so they film a lot of movies there.
Yeah. Like Lawrence of Arabia, Gladiator. Parts of Game of Thrones.
Wow, that's cool.
And we'll stop for photos at Kasbah Towered.
Another Kasbah.
Yeah.
So I'm sensing those are pretty common in this area.
You'll see a lot of them.
All right.
And then we'll check into our hotel in Ouarzazate.
Nice. Get to relax after a long day.
Yes. And day six.
All right, what's next?
We're going to the Eight Benedou Kasbah.
Okay, another one.
This one's a UNESCO World Heritage Site.
Ooh, fancy.
And it's been in tons of movies and TV shows.
Oh, wow. So I might even recognize it.
Yeah, you probably will.
That's cool.
And then we'll do another photo stop at Kasbah Tower.
Get a different angle.
Yeah.
Bye.
And then we're going to go through Tizi and Tichka.
Tizi and what?
P-I-Z-I-N-T-I-C-H-K-A.
Tizi and Tichka. Okay, what is that?
It's a mountain pass that goes through the High Atlas Mountains.
Oh, wow. So this is a scenic drive.
Very scenic.
Okay, I'm picturing beautiful mountain views.
You got it.
Amazing.
And then we arrive in Marrakech.
Marrakech. I've heard of that one.
One of Morocco's four imperial cities.
Okay, so a pretty important place.
Very important and very vibrant, full of life.
All right, so what are we doing in Marrakech?
We're going to explore the Medina.
Of course.
Which is another UNESCO World Heritage Site.
They love those in Morocco.
Yes, they do.
UNESCO sites everywhere.
And then we'll check into our hotel for the night.
Nice. Another comfortable stay.
Day seven, we're going from Marrakech to Casablanca.
All right, back to where we started.
Yes, but first, a guided tour of Marrakech.
Nice. I always appreciate a good guide.
We'll start in Jima El Fena Square.
What a name!
I know.
Okay, what's special about this square?
It's the heart of Marrakech.
Okay.
And it's a UNESCO World Heritage Site.
Another one, okay.
You'll see storytellers, musicians, acrobats, food vendors.
Oh, wow. So it's like a real cultural hub.
Yeah. very lively.
Sounds amazing.
Then we'll see the Kutubia Mosque.
Okay, tell me about that one.
It's the largest mosque in America.
All right, so I'm guessing beautiful architecture.
Yes, very distinctive Moorish design.
I love that style.
Then we'll go to the Bahia Palace.
A palace? Ooh, fancy.
It's beautiful. It shows off Moroccan craftsmanship.
Okay, so we're talking intricate details, beautiful materials.
You got it.
Oh.
And then we'll go back to the Medina, explore the souks, the spice markets.
Ah, the souks. Got to get some souvenirs.
Definitely.
Uh-huh.
And then we'll travel back to Casablanca.
All right, back to the big city.
You'll have some free time to explore on your own.
Nice. A little independent exploration.
Maybe revisit some places you liked from day one.
Yeah, or see something new.
Maybe go to the Morocco Mall.
Hmm. Is that like a big shopping center?
Yeah, one of the largest in Africa.
Wow. Okay, so if you need some retail therapy.
Or you could go back to the Hassan II Mosque.
Get another look.
Yeah. And then you'll check into your hotel for the night.
Another night in Casablanca.
Last night in Morocco.
Wow. Time flies.
It does. But before we talk about the last day,
yeah,
let's talk about what's included in this tour package.
All right. The important details.
So you get private car service for the whole trip.
Nice. So no need to worry about transportation.
You'll be in a mini coach.
Comfortable and convenient.
And you'll stay in 4-star hotels in each city.
Oh, very nice.
So in Rabat, the Raihat.
Okay.
And Chefchaouen, the Perador.
Ooh, that sounds charming.
In Fez, the Fesinn.
Fesinn. Mm. All right.
In Merzouga, the Kelva Tombouctou.
Wait, we get to stay in a Kavba.
That's so cool.
In Ouarzazate, the Hotel Karam Palace.
Oh, right, a palace.
And in Marrakech, the Hotel Blue Sea.
So all very comfortable accommodations.
Yes.
Sounds great.
And in Casablanca, the new hotel.
Okay, so we're covered for every night of the trip.
And you'll have an English-speaking tour guide the whole time.
That's so helpful, especially if you don't speak French or Arabic.
Definitely. And all transportation costs are included.
So no extra expenses for getting around.
And all the entrance fees to the attractions we mentioned.
Nice. So everything is already paid for.
Plus breakfast every day.
Fueling up for those busy days and basic travel insurance.
Good to have that peace of mind.
So it's a pretty comprehensive package.
Yeah, sounds like it covers all the essentials.
So what stands out to you the most so far?
Hmm. Tough question.
I know, it's all so good.
I think for me it's the combination of like the bustling cities and then the peacefulness of the desert.
Yeah, the contrast is amazing.
And of course the camel ride.
Oh, yeah, I can't forget about that.
That's a bucket list item for sure.
What about you? What are you picturing yourself enjoying the most? Okay, we're back for our final day.
It's day 8.
Our last day in Morocco.
Already.
I know, it goes by so fast.
It always does.
But we start the day with one last delicious Moroccan breakfast.
Gotta savor those flavors one more time.
And then we're off to the airport.
Casablanca Airport.
For your flight home.
Back to reality.
Back to reality. But now you have all these amazing memories.
Yeah, memories to last a lifetime.
But before you go.
Yes.
Let's talk about what's not included in the tour package.
The fine print.
So you could budget accordingly.
Right. Got to be prepared.
First of all, international airfare is not included.
Okay. That makes sense.
That's it. So you have the flexibility to book your own flights.
Choose your airline, your schedule.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
You'll also need to factor in baggage handling fees.
Right. Those can add up.
At the airport, train stations, hotels.
Yeah. It's always good to check the policies in advance.
And airport and station escort service is not included.
So getting yourself to and from the airport.
Unless you arrange it separately.
Okay.
Lunches and dinners are not included either.
Okay, so those meals are on your own.
Which gives you more freedom to explore different restaurants and food stalls.
Yeah, try all the local delicacies.
Definitely.
That's part of the fun.
Tips for the driver and guide are also not included.
Okay, so make sure to budget for that.
Yeah, tipping is customary in Morocco.
It's a way to show your appreciation.
And then, of course, any expenses not specifically mentioned.
Like souvenirs.
Souvenirs, extra snacks, drinks.
Right. Those little things can add up.
So there you have it.
Our Moroccan adventure.
From start to finish.
8 days, 7 nights.
We've covered the cities, the desert.
The food, the culture.
The hotels, the transportation.
Everything you need to know.
So what do you think?
Well, it sounds like an amazing trip.
I think so too.
Packed with culture and history and adventure.
And relaxation too.
Yeah, you get a bit of everything.
It's a really well-rounded tour.
I think anyone who goes on this trip would have an incredible time.
I agree.
It's like a dream vacation.
And remember, this is just a starting point.
Yeah, it's your journey.
You can customize it, make it your own.
Add your own personal touches.
Explore what interests you the most.
Morocco is waiting.
So, Are you ready to plan your trip?
I think I am.
We hope this deep dive has inspired you
to explore this amazing country.
Safe travels.
And happy adventures.